5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us here on the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We are, of course, live from the Allo Communications Studios. Always love when the hooligans get involved. It's Top Text Tuesday, by the way. Best text of the day gets a $15 gift certificate to Cable's Pub and Grill. Unless your name's B-Rad. B-Rad's no show today so far, but if he texts today and brings something and wins this thing, he gets a $50 gift certificate to Cable's Pub and Grill. Dude, that's going to go a long way. Like on Burger Madness when it's $9.99 or whatever that is. I mean, that's a screaming deal. You could do that, if my math is correct, almost five times, Angel. Well, unless you want a beverage or something like that. But you get my meaning. So some good text so far, but shoot us a text, 888-530-0043. Load those up in this hour. Bring it. Start dropping in some text, man. I mean, we got Broncos in turmoil. The Nuggets just started up their preseason. The Avs have been rolling in their preseason. It is ridiculously scary times for Colorado State. Are the UNC Bears going to turn this thing around this year? They got a tough game coming up against Sacramento State. All that. Just bring it. Who's going to be the next head coach of the Buffs? Could it be Troy Calhoun? That's the name that keeps popping up. He got turned down once. Are they going to make that same mistake? Would it be a mistake? I don't know. Maybe not. I think it could work. But, Angel, nonetheless, let's get to today in the NFL. The Kenny Pickett era has begun for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Boy, that didn't last long, did it? With the old Mitch Trubisky thing. Just not going to do it. What do you think here, man? Like, Mitch Trubisky is kind of sad on this whole deal. Like, Tomlin said he's aware of everything that's going on right now, that he's upset, but we got a football game to win. We can't be focused on that. What do you make of it? I mean, you had to make the move. Trubisky's not moving the needle. You're probably not a playoff. I didn't have a lot of belief in the Steelers this year, so you might as well see what you have. Young guy going.
When you draft a quarterback, a young rookie quarterback, the expectation is, okay, he's going to be starting at some point in his career. Normally, the safest situation is to get a veteran quarterback like Mitch Trubisky. You also have Mason Rudolph there in Pittsburgh that you could have leaned on, but they went with Mitch. And, you know, this happens. This is the NFL. You're a rookie quarterback, and the fans are wanting you to play, and, you know, you hear the chance for Pickett, and Trubisky's not getting it done against the Jets. You might as well just throw the kid in there.
Do you think that it's got to be a tough thing too for Trubisky? I don't think he's been atrocious this year, but he's signing with the Steelers thinking he's the man for the year. Like, at least this year before they start working in their young guys. So, but that's the league, man. Like we said, you know, Jay Norvell, you go into the season with high hopes of this, and this is what you get sometimes. Well, Mike Tomlin, the Steelers, they signed Mitch Trubisky thinking this is going to be a great stopgap for us. He'll be great for us as we get Kenny Pickett going. And it didn't work out. And now you got to start him a little sooner than you thought. This is the league. This is where we are. Broncos stuff here, at least for their opponent. Indianapolis Colts running back Jonathan Taylor hopes to play Thursday night. This is today we're hearing this. Jonathan Taylor's hopeful he'll be able to play. Despite a badly twisted right ankle that he suffered in the loss against the Titans, he said, I definitely do plan to play, but if you can't go, you can't go. It's Tuesday. This was said Tuesday. I mean, and again, you never hope for anybody to be hurt. I'm just saying, if the Broncos are going to get their best shot to win this game, this must-win game against the Colts, if Jonathan Taylor is not on there, it severely impacts the Colts' chances of beating Denver in Denver.
And imagine they're just kind of being safe with Jonathan Taylor. On a short week for NFL teams, you won't usually see them practice maybe once. I think Hackett said they're doing a couple walkthroughs today and then a small practice on Wednesday. So could just be resting him, possibly a game time decision on Taylor for that one.
Did you see the fan come out onto the field last night in the Monday night game and Bobby freaking Boucher Wagner just lit him up? The security guard looks like he could be like, I don't know, Micah running around out there chasing this guy down. He's put his arms up like, what do I do? I don't know. He's running across the field. He's spraying stuff. What was he? Spray
paint? It was a pink smoke bomb.
Oh, good. Security guard can't catch him. So another player kind of like gets close to the fan. And then Bobby Wagner just lays him out. Question to you. Is this something we want to avoid? Players do not interact with the fans. Or do you want it to be more or less? Dude, if you step onto that field, you are stepping into the gladiator arena. You can get hurt severely, and I'm not going to stop you because you're technically, you're breaking in. You're not supposed to be on that field. You're there illegally. So should we frown upon players doing that? Should we say, no, Bobby, you can't touch them? But we've seen it before. Was it James Harrison years ago? Body slammed that guy. He backed up into him, and Harrison's like a Batman movie. And then he's like, hey, turns around, body slam. Although he did it gracefully. Like, he could have done it much harder.
I think if they're on the field of play, you let the security guards handle it. But like this guy, you get close to that sideline, you're on your own.
Yeah, you're approaching
the
players
that just standing on the sideline. You cannot, like, I don't know if the NFL has a rule in place where players have to stay away and not get involved.
Probably don't want you to.
It's a safety thing. You don't want a fan with some, he could have a weapon, he could have anything, getting close to your players. But if you get that close to Bobby Wagner, yeah, he's probably going to shove you down.
Yeah, you're right. Because he was going toward the players.
Right, he was like on the sideline.
You go toward the players, it should be open season. Sorry, you're going to the Lions then, buddy. But if they're out on the field, we don't want you chasing after them.
Right, because the players on the field, they just stand there and just wait for it to be over, let the security handle it.
Right, and Bobby Wagner didn't do that. He was approaching their sideline.
He was coming off of the sideline. He just hit the guy.
Monster hit, dude.
Is it worth it?
To go out on the field? Those guys are idiots.
No, because that's a lifetime ban in most sports.
I don't know who's doing this. Who's doing this? Are you getting that drunk where you win a bet? I mean, you're getting a bet for like $500,000 or something? I don't know.
I'll bail you out of jail. Just run to the 15 and take a picture.
But don't actually bail him out of jail.
Prank ya.
Bam, 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 bam. There it is. All right, so Angel, your Dolphins, certainly in the news this week. Tua officially ruled out for week 5 against the Jets. He's doing his is he interviewing today with their investigation team or whatever about this whole deal?
Yes, so Tua will be speaking with the NFL and NFLPA investigators regarding last Sunday's concussion test and protocols like that. So that'll be interesting. He is in concussion protocol, so he's not allowed to talk to the media. Granted, this isn't an NFL investigation, so they are going to be permitted to talk to him. We did get an update from Mike McDaniel yesterday. Tua's MRI on Friday did come back clean. So as far as all positive signs since last Thursday for Tua, it's just a matter of getting through the concussion protocol.
Interesting. Is this a stain on the Dolphins right now, or is this something that in 4 weeks we're not talking about it anymore?
It's a stain right now because these injuries happened on one, a Bills-Miami's game that everybody was watching because it was a big matchup, and then a Thursday night primetime game. So everyone's eyes are on this. And, you know, it's going to be around the Dolphins. When Tua eventually does come back this season, it's going to be the top story.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be looking at it. It's looking like he may come back in 2 weeks against the Steelers on Sunday night. Could possibly be next week against the Vikings. It's just going to be, Dolphins are taking their time and being cautious with this. And McDaniel, I think he said something like he's not going to be pressured by the media or fans. Saying that Tua shouldn't play. I know there's some doctors out there saying he should retire. It's ridiculous. It's
really?
Football. Concussions happen. They are serious. Do take them seriously. But it's football. All his tests are clean as of now. If he's healthy to play and the doctors have cleared him, play him.
Do you think it's something where in his head he starts thinking about that? Because I hadn't thought about retiring until that. Like Andrew Luck just finally said, dude, I want to be healthy around my kids as they're growing up. Like, I've taken a pounding over the years. I don't know that I want to do this anymore. So is that something that you think maybe he's going to start going through his head at this young of an age?
I think it's definitely something you're thinking about. I'm sure his family's talking to him about it. But also with Tua, something that's, you know, been an issue with him since Alabama is, you know, just throwing the ball away. You saw on the play he got hurt against Cincinnati, you know, scrambled out to his left, tried to go back right, ran into a defender. You have to throw the ball away. You got to live to see another down, be smarter, don't play hero ball. And I think that's something he's going to learn from this, hopefully, that, okay, play's not there, just throw it away, be safe, protect yourself.
Yeah.
But as far as retirement, no. This dude's a competitor. He's a player. He wants to be out there with his teammates. If he could, he'd be out there on Sunday, but he can't. So, yeah.
Well, there it is. That's today in the National Football League. And do we have a winner here? Dixon's, you know, he's a champ, man. He's done this. This isn't his first rodeo. Check this out. Brady, when it comes to Taylor playing, it's not quite the same thing. But I heard Noob badly sprained his ankle on a Tuesday, stumbling out of the den, and was later listed as questionable, but was in fact able to tape it up, rub some dirt on it, and he was able to go back on the following Friday night. So, based on that, Taylor may in fact play. And there it is. We hit the, we're getting close to the over in den references today. You know, that's
a story.
That's a story. That's like, that dude, creative text, texts that get me going on stuff or change the trajectory of the show, topics, bringing in different topics. We've seen dudes write Christmas poems before. I mean, we've seen jokes. We've seen everything. Stuff that's inappropriate at times. We've seen it all. And I want to see more. I love it. The creativity. Texters. Hooligans. We are allowing you to use this text line as your canvas. And most of you, we don't know who you are. So you've all got nicknames. Few of you we do know. But most of you we don't. So you can say whatever you want. I don't know if I'll read whatever you want me to read, but this is your opportunity. That's got to be leading in the clubhouse right now. Dixon's looking at a $15 gift certificate to Cable's Pub and Grill. Unless Weld County Swami comes in at the last second like he did last week and hit a half-court shot to win the game. Maybe that happens. 17 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Is Nikola Jokic the best player in the NBA? And according to the NBA GMs on the vote, voting for their previews of who they think is going to be the MVP, he's not even top four. What say you? Go to thewholeshow.com and vote on the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. We'll be right back. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Today, I just saw Haley's comment. She
was said, "Boy, you always running in place." Hear the latest on your local football teams during your drive to work with Good Morning NoCo. A Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Smitty coming in here, Angel. I don't know if Smitty's ever won one of these. Dropping a bomb right here. Listen, it's subtle. It's short and sweet. It's a little bit of plagiarism. No, it's good. You changed it up just enough. Roses are red. Violets are blue. Wyoming's colors are pee and poo. What do you think on that? Oh, that's Susan and Cheryl. Love that kind of humor.
We love poetry.
I love poetry. It's beautiful. That's good. Is that taking Dixon down? Is that taking him down today?
An unnecessary shot at Wyoming. We haven't mentioned them at all today.
Yeah, but I know Smitty's a diehard Rams guy.
Okay.
Diehard Rams guy.
It's clever.
It gets me talking about Wyoming, which I don't think he's going to like.
You brought this on yourself.
I'll just say this about Wyoming. They missed a prime opportunity. They had San Jose State. They had that game. They didn't have it, but that was the game for them. They win that game. Suddenly, holy cow, are we talking about Wyoming doing something here in the Mountain West Conference? And you were there, yeah, but really the fourth quarter, San Jose State just kind of broke this thing open. And he says all shots against Wyoming are necessary, Angel. Absolutely, they're necessary. Wyoming missed an opportunity. And now, I don't know what's going to happen in this Mountain West. I'll tell you this, though. The Mountain West, for as big of a year the conference needed with all this stuff about the conference realignment and all that, this hasn't been it. Boise State's not, I mean, hell, they were so bad, their quarterback just left, although they won with that guy that can run a lot. Air Force still will be good. Maybe they were rattled by this news of all those sanctions and everything. I don't know. But they beat Navy. And then Fresno State's trying to get Jake Haener back. So those were your front runners. And then the middle of the road teams, like what we were hoping CSU would be, are obviously struggling with teams like Sacramento State and Middle Tennessee. Do the Rams win on Friday? I'll do my picks on Thursday because I got stuff on Friday. But do they look better against Nevada? They got to start showing us something, though, at least. Even though I said I'm all in, regardless of how this goes, I want to see something, though, this year. It's not the end-all be-all. I'm still with you, Jay. I'm still with you guys. But I want to see something. Something that's going to make me go, okay, get that tweaked, get that offensive line good, and this is what you're getting. I don't know if Clay's going to play. And this is between us, too. Like, I've talked to Clay, and I'm getting the same thing. It doesn't sound like, I don't know. I don't feel like it's going to happen. That's based on nothing that I've heard. That's just, you know, Kevin put out the article in the Colorado one. Kevin and I have gone back and forth. Kevin Lytle, of course, and he's not getting that sense. Not that Jay's saying anything or Clay's saying anything, but that's just kind of the way it is right now. So you want to see Clay, and you want to see him grow and continue to play in these games so he can just get better. But maybe the bye week came at a great time for CSU. So I don't know. That text by Smitty might be good. Might be fantastic. Texter from the Well County Swami. I've always got that half-cocked Judy ready. He knows that I'm a big fan of, what the hell's his name? Diamond Dave? Oh, he's the worst thing you'll ever see. I can't tell if it's a joke, a parody, or if he's really that way. He's a karate guy. You'll appreciate it. The Den is almost in Wyoming, if that counts for anything. Dixon just said that. Maybe it does. Yeah, I don't know. You guys are coming alive today. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Text in the show. Text in on CSU Wyoming. I don't care. It's never too soon to start that trash talk. Wyoming is a much better team this year. Like, by far, I think.
Is that game in Fort Collins?
I think so. I believe it is. It should draw. Is that in Fort Collins? Am I wrong? Let me dig that up. Let me just see if I can find it here. It is. It's a home. It's in Fort Collins. That'll draw a good crowd, won't it? Even if they're bad? Even if CSU's bad still?
Nice Wyoming crowd, maybe.
Oh, no question. A lot of Wyoming crowd coming down for that game. I mean, if you're CSU, you got Nevada, Utah State, Hawaii. I thought maybe those were winnable games. If they are, then you come in with three wins, and then you're at Boise State and at San Jose State. I don't know what to make of Boise State. We just haven't seen anything, though, man. We got to see something. Got to give me something, CSU. I need to see the positive start to work here after this bye week. And again, players are leaving left and right, and I've talked about that. You know, it's not ideal. I would imagine CSU, Jay Norvell, Matt Mummy, all those guys were like, hey, we think it's going to be a retooling, but we could be competitive this year. Come be a part of that. And then you get in, four games in, you're getting slaughtered, and players are going, dude, I thought this was a retooling. This is a rebuilding. I don't want to be a part of this. And they're gone. That doesn't mean Jay Norvell's a bad coach. That doesn't mean he's a bad leader at all. That just means that he thought maybe he had a little better shot at this thing to start than he originally planned. And that's that happens. That's life. Got to correct it.
And regardless of whatever message Coach Norvell told his team at the beginning of the year or when he got hired or now, you want guys that will buy into the program. We said a lot of these transfers are upperclassmen, seniors, guy, graduates that are looking to just get one more shot somewhere else.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not going to deny them that. That's what the beauty of the transfer portal can do. But also, you want guys in the locker room, in that building, that are bought in. And even they're buying in when you're down.
Yes.
Those are the guys you want.
Yeah, those are the guys you want. Those are the guys that are going to help you build a program. And like Clay Millen, I'll tell you what, that guy loves Jay Norvell and Matt Mummy and his offensive line and his team. I just tell you right now, he loves it. He texted me the other night, man. He said, hey, I gotta get over to Crazy Carl's Pizza. I want to get my offensive line some pizza. It's not like they've been, you know, playing pizza-worthy line play, pizza-worthy play. But Clay's like, I love those boys. This is what he told me. He said, I want to go over and get them some pizza. So he's going to pop over there. They're going to hook him up. That's Crazy Carl's Pizza doing great things as usual.
Maybe that's the secret.
I would play better for Crazy Carl's Pizza. No question. But that's Clay. Uh-oh, Dixon coming in. I got a poem. If Wyoming is pee and poo, guess green diarrhea represents CSU? What?
That's pretty good.
That's good. It's very vivid, but it's good. Wow. Is this what this show has become? Smitty, see what you start. See, one guy, all it takes is one guy on the show to start doing stuff like that, and then everybody goes, ooh, yeah. This is acceptable, and it is. Of course it is.
Just work, because those colors are just not ideal for, and that imaging is just perfect.
Oh, Smitty and Dixon. Smitty just says lame.
Got him.
Smitty's a hell of a Rams fan, man. He's a big time supporter of this show, huge. But he kind of tells it like it is too. Like I follow these guys on Twitter a lot. I love following diehard fans because these guys, especially college fans. Diehard college fans know more than the regular fan of even the NFL. Like diehard Broncos fans don't know anything compared to what a diehard Rams fan knows about their team. Don't know why that is. Just the way it goes. You go to all the events, you do all the stuff, and we love when our hooligans are big parts of that. So, Smitty, bring me something else, man. Give me something. Give me something new. Where are you with your poetry? Dude, I'm serious. So one year around Christmas, somebody wrote a text that was like this long, like it was like a foot long of a Christmas poem. I couldn't even get to it. I couldn't even get to half of it. I gave him the card because I was like, dude, the effort was there. Do not take that as an opportunity just to write stuff, by the way, noob or Mysterio. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. It's between Dixon and Smitty right now. No question about this. Who's going to come in and steal that $15 gift certificate to Cable's Pub and Grill from underneath them? Who's going to do it? Who's going to be the guy? Text us right now. We got Dixon and Smitty in a poetry. It's like the 8 Mile song with Eminem. It's like that movie. We got a rap battle here.
It's a poetry slam.
It's a poetry slam. I absolutely love
fingers.
It. You come back with the Eminem thing. The Lose Yourself song. Get Dixon, Smitty up there on stage. You got to lose yourself. Because it's a $15 gift certificate to Cable's Pub and Grill.
Big deal.
You only get one shot at this. And then, well, until next week. Until next Tuesday.
Yeah, but you could build it up to getting three.
Dude, B-Rad's a no-show today. This is like he made it to the Super Bowl and he's like, I'm good. It's like Tanner and his picks.
It's like the tortoise and the hare.
Yes.
You know, the hare starts the race off really fast and then kind of sits at the finish line waiting.
No doubt.
But here comes two tortoises ready to win.
Dixon and Smitty are the
That's
tortoises.
That's not a slight to you guys. That's just it fits the analogy.
Do you ever watch those old, there were tons of cartoons made of that story. And they were they drove me crazy. They just drove me nuts. I always was rooting for the hare, obviously, because he was fast and he was dumb. He shouldn't be racing a tortoise, but kept screwing around. The tortoise just keeps doing his thing. It's a great story.
I think that's the whole life lesson part of it.
It's true, but it drives me nuts. I think Looney Tunes did a version of that, where it was rabbit. I don't know if he's actually going. It was Bugs Bunny, but he was actually going up against a turtle. Or I think it was a turtle. But it drove me nuts. It bothered me to watch that one. Because Bugs is the guy. He's my guy.
He's also kind of mischievous, so I don't know if I want to race Bugs.
Bugs was kind of a jerk. Let's just... all cards on the table here.
You say what you want about Daffy. Bugs is the real villain.
Bugs was a villain. Dude, he gave everybody a hard time. I mean, I know that Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam were trying to kill him most of the time. They're hunters. That's what they do. But he messed with them so much, and then he treated Daffy like absolute crap. Yet when Space Jam came out, did Daffy complain? He put on a jersey to go help out Bugs. Oh, they had to help each other. But Bugs, what? Dude, Bugs is overrated. Bugs was overrated. Who's your favorite Looney Tune? Go.
Taz.
Used to like Taz. I mean, it's not like I don't anymore. See, and I always liked the guys that got picked. The Sylvesters and the Daffys, man. Like, those were my guys. I mean, I'm probably going to go Daffy on this. Daffy's my dude.
Oh, when you get his bill flipped over and you have to spin it back to talk.
Marvin the Martian was legit, too.
Mm.
I liked Marvin the Martian was good. Tweety Bird. Nah. Who's the rooster?
Oh.
The rooster was funny.
That's not Foghorn Leghorn.
Yes, that's it. Because they made him like a John Wayne kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was good. The dog that was in there. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dude, Looney Tunes. That's a good poll question. Favorite Looney Tune?
Can't go wrong with
maybe
Roadrunner and the Coyote.
I wasn't a big chase and runaway kind of guy. Like, I liked Sylvester, but most of the episodes with him were trying to catch Tweety Bird. Tom and Jerry, same kind. They weren't Looney Tunes, though, were they?
No.
They were different. Those drove me crazy. Because it was just like the same thing. Until they made the Tom and Jerry movie. When they started talking. They actually started talking. They actually talked. And they go on an adventure. And it's like, okay, I'm in on this. You guys don't need to be chasing each other all the time. Go do some fun things.
You're a cat and a mouse. Be friends.
Yeah, be friends. That was part of my the lie that I was told when I was growing up. As a farm kid, you'd think I'd know what a mouse looks like. But we were all painted these pictures of mice being adorable. Jerry's adorable. Mickey? I mean, then you see one and you're like, that's Freddy Krueger. That's the spawn of Freddy Krueger right there.
Why did they? Rat?
Yes, they're disgusting. Why were we lied to about this? Who said let's make mice the best characters?
I think they might be just easier to draw for animators. Not a lot of detail.
I'm trying to read this text. One semester at Wyoming. I can't read it. 1350. One semester at BYU, 988, and a wife. Okay. One semester at CSU, 136,500. Having them fight over who brings you coffee in the morning. Priceless for CSU. That's a shirt. That's good. That's good. I like that. It didn't answer the Looney Tunes question, though. So a little bugged by that. 38 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Cody Ward from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Forty-three minutes after the hour, texters chiming in on Top Text Tuesday. I mean, this is why Dixon has won a lot of these, man. Poem battle, okay. Smitty's game ain't really that strong. He's been on the JV team for far too long. Just get my gift card nice and ready. I'm going to Cables for all you can eat mom's spaghetti. Mic drop. Oh, my gosh.
That was impressive.
That was impressive because he incorporated the M&M thing in there. He dissed on Smitty. And yet, he still kind of brought it back to the sponsor.
Just imagining Dixon just furiously typing on his phone for like the last 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, man. Dude, that's good.
That's very good.
That's the winner right now. I can be, things can change in the next 15 minutes. But that's hard to beat, man.
hit all the talking points, hit the ads, hit the references,
mm-hmm.
all around a very solid text from Dixon.
Wow. Smitty says, I bow to the English major.
It was three syllable words, got me there.
That was good. And yeah, I mean, you know me, man. I love when the hooligans go at each other instead of when they go at me. It's a nice change pace once in a while. That was good. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. The redemption story, not just, okay, Melvin Gordon, but do you think Russell Wilson pays attention to all the stuff that's going on? All the stuff being said about him, the jokes at his expense, the Eli Manning stuff, the joking about the sandwich and him being too cheesy and, you know, caring more about his brand than anything else. Do you think he pays attention to that? Like he looks at it, gets on Twitter and sees it? Or do you think he has somebody that does all that stuff for him?
I don't know, because he is on Twitter a bit. He's on TikTok, I know. So he does have some social media activity. I don't know if that's like, that's just a random intern that he hires on the side.
Right.
Hey, tweet this for me, but make sure you put this emoji in there so that everyone knows I'm dialed in.
Or does he just produce stuff, but he doesn't actually go and check other things? Like, he just films it, posts it, goes, but I'm not going to look at other stuff.
That's probably it.
Do you want him to get pissed off? Do you want Russ to be mad, to be mean, to get angry and get to have an edge, a chip on his shoulder? Like Manning. Manning did.
Yeah, like, we're not saying don't be happy, Russ. Like, we're not saying don't be
don't
happy.
Don't be it's a just, God-fearing man. Yeah, we want you to be all those things.
It's the timing of it that I think rubs people the wrong way. Because, like, we're frustrated about a loss. We're frustrated about this. We're like, offense isn't doing this. And Russ just goes up there, and he's just happy, smiling all the time. And that look is like, oh, does he even care about what's going on? Or?
I think he does. I think, see, and my take is, because I really liked what he had to say after the Seattle game. When he's like, as for me, I never blink. We never blink. Like, I like that, meaning, you know, again, I know battle and football, the comparisons frustrate people. They frustrate me, too. But still, in time of war or the worst time in your life, you get your house broken into, whatever, you need to not hang your head and say, well, that guy's stealing all my stuff. You can't blink. You got to be prepared for the next move. What are you going to do? Guy cut you off in traffic. You're about to see a wreck coming up. You can't blink. What are you going to do? You can't hang your head and cry about it. You can. I'm not knocking Melvin Gordon at all. Trust me. I like what Melvin Gordon did. I don't like the fumbles. But for Russell Wilson, I think he's more or less saying, what are you going to do? We lost. But I'm not blinking. I'm going to be back to work tomorrow, and we're going to get it right. Like, I'm not. Yeah, he's not saying, dude, it's unacceptable, Broncos country. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. We're not riding right now, man. I'm sorry we're not riding. But, you know, we got to go back and give it our 110%. I like the fact that he just looks at the camera and says, hey, as for me, I never blink. And then he goes on to talk for like 20 more minutes about other stuff and lists all the players on the team. Listen, it ain't perfect. Or maybe it's too perfect.
And this isn't saying he doesn't have an edge on the football field, because I'm sure he does when he's, you know, locked in, you know, between the hashes. I guarantee he is motivating and leading his team, saying all the right things in the huddle, on the sideline. But maybe you're just going to see a more outward display of that.
Do you want to see more Aaron Rodgers? Because I'll tell you, our guy, Good Morning NoCo's Tanner Schwent, you know, I don't know that he wanted to see Aaron Rodgers. He wanted to see Aaron Rodgers, but then didn't he kind of change his mind, like he didn't like him anymore? Doesn't like the weirdness because he's just this weird, like, green tea dude and all that stuff. Well, Rodgers is the complete opposite of Russell Wilson. Rodgers is out like, dude, it's okay, man. Just chill out. But at the same time, he's like, our receivers suck. Russell Wilson comes on. He's like, hey, everybody's great. Melvin Gordon's great. Javonte Williams is great. Cortland Sutton's great. He's fantastic. Which one do you want? And unfortunately, those are the extremes we deal with in the NFL sometimes. And Alan, I'll be honest, they're both entertaining to me. Russ is entertaining. It's so over the top cheesy that it's entertaining. It's a story. It's fun to talk about.
It's like Cobra Kai.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I know as I'm watching Cobra Kai, it's so corny. It's so over the top. They're having karate battles and then they're hugging at the end. And but it's amazing. I love it. It's absolutely wonderful. Russell Wilson is Cobra Kai. It's over the top. It's cheesy. But for some reason, it works.
You're still watching it.
Can you make it work on Thursday night? Pressure's on this one, isn't it? 2-2.
must-win game. 49 minutes after the hour, we will crown our winner, our Top Text Tuesday winner. Coming up next, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy live from the Allo Communications Studios.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey everybody, this is Dalton Reiser with the Denver Broncos, left guard number 66. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us here today. The whole show powered by PDC Energy. Tell you what, Angel, we have to crown a winner. And, I mean, come on. It was a good battle for a while, but I'm going to, you know, you get to the point where texters start knowing they're not going to win, so they stop texting or whatever. And then sometimes I don't read some of them because they're just long or they don't make sense. Yes. It's the arch nemesis of the show. Dixon gets the Top Text Tuesday victory. A $15 gift certificate to Cables Pub and Grill. And I usually say it's where my friends meet, but Dixon is the arch nemesis of the show, so it's where people meet. It's where people meet. Do tell him, though, please do me a favor, Dixon. Tell him you heard about him right here on the whole show powered by PDC Energy. That's a Hall of Famer right there. You know, there's hooligans and there's Hall of Famers. That, my friends, is a Hall of Famer. He has been doing it for a long time. He has been texting in for a long time. He is one of the best. So I'm telling you guys, want to start winning these on a regular basis, you got to take him down. You got to take him down. And that's Dixon. Closing thoughts. Well, the Rocky season is almost done, but are you getting excited about, like, baseball season, like postseason?
Yes.
Yeah, like excited?
My excitement is I know there's games this weekend.
Yeah,
Friday night starts the wild card round. I will be paying attention.
What will you be picking? College football or playoff baseball?
College football.
Yeah, me too.
I will keep up with the scores.
But you won't actually flip over and watch.
I'm not going to sit and watch baseball.
I'm a sports guy. I talk sports for a living. But obviously when times of picking and choosing come, we all have to make a decision. Dude, football's winning that battle every single day of the week. My Denver Nuggets, my CSU Rams, my CU Buffs, my UNC Bears will win some battles when it comes to college basketball, too. I'll tell you that. I love college basketball. Love my local teams. But yeah, we're gluing to football season, baby. It's go time. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday. Good night, Northern Colorado.